We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Jeremiah Bauman talks about his experiences during his career as a wildland firefighter.
I was working at Togo's. I had three jobs, and I was constantly at work, barely making a living. I was sleeping on people's couches. I was 19 years old. All I wanted at that point, my entire life was built around going skiing. One day, I get a call from mom, and she said, hey, you know, they're putting together this crew, and they don't have enough people, so you could probably go do this, and it pays really well. I said, how well? So, I don't know, a couple $1,000, which was huge money to me at that point. I was making like $4 an hour. And so that was it. I bailed. I literally walked out of work that day, and I headed across town, and it was brutal. Honestly, the whole thing's a lifestyle. Those first two seasons in Oregon, you know, when we were at home, we would get up at like 4 a.m, and I lived in a flop house apartment with like 7 guys in a one-bedroom apartment at the worst, you know, scuzziest apartments in town. And everybody slept on the floor of the one bedroom. And we would get up at 4 a.m, and everybody was crabby, and we would drag over to the base and get in these trucks and drive like 2 hours out to logging units, and we would work like all day, or at least until like, you know, 3-4 p.m, just throwing logs around. We'd cut up all these thinning units, these units of, planted trees that had been cut. You know, you cut a certain percentage of them, and then you have a bunch of trees kind of piled up on the ground, and someone's got to go in there and cut them all up and put them into piles so you can burn them in the fall or in the winter. And that was what we did. But it was a rotten lifestyle. You know, you get stung by bees, and every day is hard work when you're in wildland fire. Or at least it should be. If you're doing it right, it should be every single day you're out there doing something that's super strenuous. Because if you're not living that life, then at some point you go out on a wildland fire and you have to bend over and dig fire line with a hand tool for 14, 15 hours. You know, even if it's 4 hours, if you haven't been doing that every day, you know, working in the woods every day, you have no business. You're not safe out there. So that's what wildland fire crews do. That's what a wildland firefighter does. You go out there and just do super hard physical labor every day because you need to be in shape.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Javante Thompson. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.